Have you ever wondered if you could actually ask God some questions and hear him answer you? It's a fascinating concept, right? I reckon God loves to have us ask questions and answer them just like we do with a little child. So in this video, I'm going to just talk about some of those experiences and what it can look like to just have a conversation with God, a Q&A conversation with God, where he gets to answer some of the questions that you have to ask for him today. Hi there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg from AccomplishYourPurpose.com, where we love helping you to discover and accomplish the purpose that God made you for. So if you're new here, consider liking and subscribing. Click that notification bell. Let's get together every week and discover more of the beauty of who you are and the beauty of who God is. So I have some fruit behind me today. And I remember early on in my journey when I was learning to hear the voice of God, learning to understand how he thought about things. I remember reading about the accounts of little children and how Jesus used to say, you know, don't stop the little children coming to me. I love it. And so I started just observing little children and how they do things. They just go out and they play and they ask a million questions, right? And I have a cousin who was famous for, you'd say to him, like, why is the net tree red? Because that's the way the tree made it. Why? And then you say something else and you go, why? And this kid would ask why 1,000 times about the same thing until eventually my aunt, his mom, used to say, just because. It's just the way it is. And I've run out of answers now. But that's how kids are, right? They're curious and they ask a million questions about things because they're in that place where they're growing and learning and gathering information in order to equip them to live life. But I reckon that God loves it when we come to him like little children and ask him questions. And so one of the ways that I started doing this was just like, I thought of examples of taking fruit and I go, Lord, first, it always leads me to just be so thankful to him that he made things for us. And I go, wow, Lord, look at this nectarine. Look at the shades of color. Look at the shape. Look how firm the flesh is. Look at the little place where it was attached to the tree and it still grows. It's amazing. How did you get the yellows and the reds and the oranges to all work together like that? And it puts me in this place of awe and wonder at what he did, right? And then he thought of making this shape and then the pip in the middle to look like it does. Right? So that's specifically a nectarine, that's the way it looks. Then you can eat its skin, you can eat what's inside of it, but you can't eat the pip, right? Then you've got a banana, and a banana looks a certain way. We don't typically eat the skin. This one, you peel the skin off. But Lord, how did you think of making it shaped like this? And if you look at pictures of how bananas grow on a vine, right? Like, Lord, you put them all together so that they all come out like this little crescent shape. And then we peel it, and inside the banana is, we eat everything. We don't leave the pip like we do for the nectarine, right? We eat everything inside there. And it then has a different taste and texture for our mouths when we eat it too. And then here's an orange. Lord, now this whole peel is some of the orange from the nectarine, right? Mixed with some of the yellow from the banana to make this beautiful orange color. And there too is that's where it was attached to the tree. And that's where the leaves fell off because of the leaves come first, the flower and the leaves come first, right? To create the orange. But then inside, we don't typically eat this shell either. We take it off and then there's segments inside of this one. And there aren't segments inside of the banana or the peach. And so I sometimes just sit and take the simple things of life in front of me and go, Lord, how did you make this? What were you thinking of when you created the color or created the shape and all the different varieties of orange, Lord? And then that there were segments in these and in lemons and in grapefruit and in all sorts of different limes, right? That have segments in it like this. And we don't typically eat the skin of any one of them. But Lord, you put beautiful stuff in the skin for us to be able to use too. And this one, you can take a little segment and you can eat it slowly, or you can squeeze it for juice, and you can have the pulp in it. I mean, there's just so many things you can do with an orange, a nectarine, and a banana, right? And so I want to encourage you to go on this journey of just learning to ask God questions. He's fascinated by this interaction with us, and we get to be fascinated by the interaction with him. He will answer questions that we are ready to receive an answer to, and he's ready to give an answer to, right? So why not build this muscle by starting to ask him questions about small things in your life? oh, Lord, thank you for the way we recently experienced an eclipse here. And as I was sitting out in the garden with my husband looking at this, I went, Lord, that is just so fascinating to me. Genesis says that you made the sun and the moon and the stars to show us as heavenly markers in the sky, to show us your loving kindness. Lord, what's happening now that the moon's going in front of the sun between the earth and then it gets darker? I was just fascinated by it. And I was asking him all of these questions about astronomy, right? And it's beautiful to develop this muscle, to develop this relationship with the Lord where you just get to talk to each other about things. Because what it does, my friend, is it trains your ear to hear him answer all the questions you have, to get from him, downloads from him of the things that he's ready to tell you and the things that you're ready to hear. And it becomes this beautiful place where we are inquiring of him. We're not questioning him like, oh God, that was a stupid decision. You shouldn't have done that. That's not right. That's against the fear of the Lord. But the fear of the Lord, the awe-inspiring, worship-filled fear of the Lord is, wow, Lord, what were you thinking when you made this? How did you put these colors together? Why is it the shape? Why does it do this thing? What are the medicinal properties in fruit, for example, right? And we just ask him these fascinating questions and you begin to, he will gladly unpack the beauty of his heart, the treasures in how he thinks about things. And it just develops this beautiful relationship of being able to talk to him and hear him. So Jesus is inviting you on this adventure of asking questions like a little child. Will you accept? Come across and visit us at accomplishyourpurpose.com. We got some free resources there for you to download and just love giving you information to help you to discover and accomplish the purpose that God created you for, just like that fruit back there. So bless you, bless you, bless you, and I'll see you next time.